Ever thought about getting a nose job? It's a big decision, right? But what if you could actually see what it might look like beforehand? That's where this 3D imaging comes in. And it's pretty wild.
Yeah, it really changes things for patients.
We're going to deep dive into rhinoplasty imaging today.
Okay.
And there's this clinic called Berkeley Square Medical. They're getting awesome feedback on this tech.
Wow.
97% approval rate
Wow.
for the simulated results on the first try.
That's amazing.
That's pretty incredible, right?
Especially with something like a nose job that can make people nervous.
Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
So let's get into it.
Okay.
What is rhinoplasty 3D imaging all about?
So it's like you can see a virtual version of your nose after surgery.
Okay.
They take measurements and pictures of your face.
And
Then they use special software to create these before and after
it's
simulations.
like a crystal ball for your nose.
Exactly.
But it's not just about seeing the outcome right.
Right.
It's about talking to your surgeon too.
Absolutely.
Like really talking.
Yeah, it's all about making the decision together. You look at the simulations with your surgeon and you can say, I like this or I don't like that. And you can really get the outcome you want.
Makes so much sense. You're not just going in blind.
Right.
You get to kind of see the possibilities and you're working with your surgeon.
Yeah, it's a team effort.
No wonder Berkeley Square Medical is seeing such good results.
Yeah, it really helps to manage expectations and reduce anxiety,
Right.
which is so important with any procedure,
Yep.
but especially one as personal as rhinoplasty.
So speaking of Berkeley Square Medical,
Yeah.
they did a survey of 115 patients who would use 3D imaging for their nose jobs.
Okay.
They asked them to rate how closely the imaging matched their actual results on a scale of 1 to 5,
Okay.
with 5 being a perfect match
Okay.
and the average score
Oh, knowing them, it must have been really high.
4.79
Wow.
out of 5. That's pretty awesome,
That's
right?
incredible.
So we've talked about how helpful 3D imaging can be
Right.
to kind of figure out what you want
Yeah.
and work with your surgeon to achieve your desired look. But let's talk about how the whole thing actually works.
Okay.
What are the steps?
It starts with a consultation.
Okay.
You sit down with your surgeon.
Huh?
They take measurements and photos of your face,
Okay.
really getting all those details of your nose.
Okay.
And then the cool part,
Okay.
they use special software to create a 3D model of your nose.
Wow.
It's super high tech.
Okay.
It can even show how light reflects off your skin.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
So then, do you get to see these simulations?
Yes. And that's when things get interesting.
Okay.
You and your surgeon look at the images together.
Okay.
You talk about what you want, and you can even adjust the virtual model until you're both happy with it.
So it's a real collaboration. It's
Absolutely.
not just like,
You're in control.
the doctor saying, this is what's going to happen.
Right.
You get to say,
It's your
I like
face.
this. I don't like that,
Exactly.
which is great. But even with all this amazing technology,
Yeah.
there are things to keep in mind, right?
Yeah, that's important to
We
remember.
don't want to get ahead of ourselves here.
Yes,
Like,
definitely.
what are some of the things we need to know?
Well, first of all, the imaging isn't perfect.
Okay.
It's getting better all the time, but it can't perfectly predict how your body will heal.
Okay.
Everyone is different,
Sure.
and it can't account for those
So
variations.
it's more of a guide than a guarantee.
Exactly.
What else?
Well, it can't predict every complication either,
Like what?
like bruising,
Oh, yeah.
swelling, or how you react to anesthesia.
Okay.
Those things are impossible to completely predict.
Right.
So you have to have realistic expectations
Okay, yeah.
and understand that the imaging is just one piece of the puzzle.
Got it.
Your surgeon's skill and your post-op care are also really important.
For the final result.
Absolutely. And it's not always just about how it looks.
Oh, right.
Rhinoplasty can also fix problems like breathing issues.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, like a deviated septum. That's when the wall between your nostrils is crooked
Right.
and it can make it hard to breathe.
Oh, okay.
The imaging helps surgeons see how to fix that.
So you could get both cosmetic and functional benefits.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It's a win-win. And it really shows how this technology can be used for the whole nose.
Not just reshaping it.
Right. Not just
Yeah.
making it look different.
But improving how it works too.
Exactly. And that brings us to another interesting point, the psychological impact.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
Rhinoplasty is a big decision.
Yeah.
It's changing a part of your face that's really important.
So your identity.
Right. So seeing those before and after images can really affect you.
I can imagine. it could make some people feel more confident.
Exactly.
But for others, it can make them more anxious.
It's a double-edged sword.
Okay.
On the one hand, it can be really empowering.
Right.
Patients are more involved in the process.
Yeah.
They feel more in control and they can see those potential changes.
Like they're working with their surgeon to create their new look.
Exactly. But it's also really important for surgeons to be aware of the potential for unrealistic expectations.
Okay.
Or even body dysmorphia.
Right. Especially these days when we see so many images of perfect people.
It's everywhere. It's all about using this technology responsibly and making sure patients have realistic expectations.
So how do you think this type of imaging might change how doctors and patients interact?
Oh, that's a good question. It could create more of a partnership because patients understand the procedure better and they're actively involved in the planning.
Right.
It could lead to a more collaborative relationship.
So not the traditional way where the doctor just tells you what's going to happen.
Right. It becomes more of a conversation.
I like that.
But of course, this means surgeons need to be good communicators.
Yeah.
They need to be able to explain things clearly.
So patients understand.
Exactly. And they need to be sensitive to their patients' concerns and expectations.
It sounds like this technology could really change things in rhinoplasty.
It could, yeah.
And maybe even in all of plastic surgery. Makes you think. Where do you see all this going in the future?
Well, if we look at how other medical imaging technologies have developed, it's pretty clear that rhinoplasty imaging is only going to get more advanced and more accurate.
Do you think it will ever be almost exactly like the real thing?
It's possible. But even if we get to that point, I think there will always be limitations.
In what way?
The human body is so complex.
Right.
There are so many factors that can affect how it heals and responds to surgery.
Like genetics, lifestyle, even just random chance.
Exactly. It's kind of like the butterfly effect.
Okay.
Even the smallest things can make a difference in the final outcome.
So we need to be excited about the possibilities of this technology.
Yes. Definitely.
But also understand its limitations.
Exactly. We shouldn't be afraid of the potential benefits, but we need to be realistic about what it can and can't do. And of course, we need to keep talking about the ethical implications.
Speaking of ethical implications, it's interesting to think about how this technology could be used in other types of plastic surgery.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine using it for facelifts.
Yeah.
Breast augmentations or even body contouring.
Wow.
The possibilities are incredible.
It's like opening up a whole new world of possibilities for aesthetic enhancement.
And for reconstructive surgery, too.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Imagine using it to help patients who have had facial injuries or deformities.
Yeah.
To show them what they could look like.
To give them hope.
Yeah, that could be amazing.
It's like taking before and after photos to a whole new level.
And using it not just for looks.
Right.
But for healing and transformation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It brings us back to our original question. Would you feel more confident going into a procedure like rhinoplasty if you could see the potential outcome?
It's a personal choice, of course.
Of course.
But the data from Berkeley Square Medical shows that for a lot of people, the answer is yes.
And as this technology keeps getting better,
right,
it's likely to become even more important for patients who are thinking about plastic surgery.
It's definitely an exciting time to see these advancements.
It is.
But it's also important to think about the ethical and societal implications.
Absolutely.
Technology is powerful.
Yes, it is.
But we need to use it wisely and compassionately.
Well said.
Well, that brings us to the end of part two of our deep dive into rhinoplasty imaging.
Yeah.
As we wrap up our deep dive into this rhinoplasty imaging stuff, it's pretty amazing to see how much of a difference it's making.
Yeah, it's really interesting how something so specific like nose job imaging can get us thinking about bigger questions in healthcare.
Totally. We started with nose jobs, and now we're talking about personalized medicine,
right,
patients having more say, and even the ethics of using such advanced technology.
It really shows you how one little thing can change so many parts of medicine and society.
It makes you wonder what else is coming next.
Yeah, for sure.
And how it will affect our lives.
Definitely an exciting time to be alive, but like we've been saying,
right,
we need to be careful and thoughtful too.
We need to think about the ethics of it all.
Yeah.
And make sure it's used for good.
Exactly. So as we finish up our deep dive on rhinoplasty imaging, what are some things you hope our listeners take away from this?
Okay, yeah. Good question.
I think the biggest thing is just how much this technology can change things.
Okay.
It's not just about looks.
Right.
It's about letting patients make choices about their healthcare and making sure doctors and patients work together.
And it reminds us that technology is always changing.
Oh, definitely.
What seems crazy today could be normal tomorrow.
Exactly. We need to stay informed and talk about how these changes affect us.
Right.
And make sure technology is used the right way for everyone.
So well said. Thanks so much for joining me on this deep dive into rhinoplasty imaging.
It was my pleasure.
It's been awesome exploring this with you.
Yeah, this was great.
And to everyone listening, thanks for tuning in. We hope you learned something new and have something to think about. Until next time, keep exploring and keep asking questions.